Wow. Just thank you to all of you who have led us so beautifully this evening. Christmas has started, guys, hasn't it? Absolutely brilliant. My name's Matt. I'm one of the pastors here, and it's my job just to thank you all for coming. And I want us to pray. And I lit our Advent candles earlier, and Hannah, who put this together this evening, has very helpfully used a theme that's related to each one of the candles. Love, joy, peace, and hope. Nearly lost hope. That would be terrible, wouldn't it? And I lit them thinking, oh, this one we lit a few weeks ago is really hanging in there by the skin of its teeth. Because, and I'm going to pull this out, and I want everyone to get in a position where they can see this. Because sometimes we feel like we're hanging on to those things, don't we, by the skin of our teeth. The love, the hope, the joy, and the peace. And what we've celebrated over the last few weeks during this period of Advent, and we will continue to celebrate this week, is that those things can be found in Christ. And his invitation, and we've thought about this morning, is to each and every one. It says, whosoever believes in him. So, wherever you stand with this stuff that we've been singing about and celebrate this evening, that's between you and God. But I want you for a moment this evening to get into a position where you can see these candles. And if you need hope in your life, I want you to ask for it. Pray for it. If you need joy, if it's just right there, tiny little bit, and you're hanging in there for that joy, will you this evening just say, Lord, God, Jesus, or peace? You know, sometimes in this time where we celebrate the Prince of Peace coming, that's how the Bible describes Jesus. I tell you, I was in Sainsbury's yesterday. It didn't feel very peaceful. It was like, trolleys at dawn. And know this as you look at these candles, as I pray for us. You are loved. Loved by the God who describes himself as love and showed us how much he loved us, as Hannah has just helpfully woven together through all those readings this evening. Has shown us how much he loves us by sending his son to live and die for us. So I'm going to pull this out. I'm going to try not to set fire to anybody or anyone. Thanks, Dan. Yes, Peter, that's right. Daddy's helping. Can you get in a position where you can see these candles? Yeah. Can you see it, Peter? I'm going to pause for a moment. I want everybody to look. And I want you to think about hope and peace and joy and love this Christmas. So we're just going to pause and just for a moment. Heavenly Father, we thank you that in the sending of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, there is an invitation to us all, and it's an invitation into an experience of your love, the power and impact of hope, joy beyond what this world has to offer, and peace, inexpressible, deep down peace that comes from knowing you. And I pray for each one of us this evening that we would know that. And in the days to come, in all the busyness and the bonkersness of it, I pray that we would just experience these things and we would pause and think to ourselves, yeah, this is about that baby who came, the Son of God, who lived, died, rose for me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hannah said, it's the season of invitations. And there's been quite a few, hasn't there, invitations over this time. Can I give you a couple of invitations? Is that okay? Thank you. We like that audience participation heartily. Look, I've got an awful lot to do on Christmas morning. I want to say this, you will not regret it. You will not regret it. I do so many services here during the year. That's the one I love more than any other, apart from Easter Sunday morning. Come, if you're a child and want to bring a toy for everyone else to see, if you're a grown-up want to bring a toy, you can do that. We'll try not to embarrass you too much. But come, and we will celebrate what Christmas is all about. And we just got 50 minutes, I promise you. And it's the one time I keep to time, all right? Don't I? I do? Okay, come, you will not regret it. We will have a great time praising God for the sending of his son together. And you will go away from here putting the real meaning, Jesus, right into Christmas. And I tell you what, you'll enjoy your day a whole lot more. You will, I promise you. Okay, so that's the first thing I want to invite you to. The second thing is, if you've listened this evening and something about this Jesus has just said, oh, I'm something's kind of almost leapt in you a little bit, or stirred in you a little bit. You think, oh, I want to know a bit more about that. In January, we do something called the Alpha Course. And it's for anyone who's just got questions about this faith thing. And I think we're doing 10 weeks, 10, 8? 8 or 10 weeks on a Tuesday night. And we're going to ask questions like, who is this Jesus? Why did Jesus die? How can I have faith? Why and how do I pray? Why and how shall I read the Bible? And so on. Can I encourage you, if you are interested, to come along? It's very chilled, very relaxed, very informal. We have a bit of cake and a cup of coffee, and then we watch a video, and it's small group discussion. No question is a wrong question. If you've got a question, you can bring it. And I just encourage you, if something has stirred in you this evening, as you've listened or sung, pick up one of these invitations. There's a QR code, and all the information you need is on there. Right, that's the second invitation. The third invitation is this. We are going to have mince pies